Hello and welcome to the day 5 blog post for the Knitting and Crochet Blog Week from Shiny Beats. Now, as you can hear, this is a audio blog post, which isn't something that I have done before. But as my wonderful husband thinks I should do a podcast, he bought me a really nice microphone for my birthday, and I haven't really used it much yet, and unless we've been on Skype. So I thought this could be my something different for today. Now, you can hear that this is actually posted the day after day 5. It's day 6 at the moment, but we are in Africa, and this is Africa time, so this is absolutely fine. And yesterday was Freedom Day in South Africa, which is a public holiday, and it marks 18 years since the first free elections were held in South Africa after the end of apartheid. And that's when Nelson Mandela became the nation's first black president. So I thought, rather than talking about knitting or crochet or anything that crafty, I would do something a little bit Afrikaans. Now, I have an Afrikaans friend who is really good at cooking and baking, as is her husband, and I'm sure he will teach me some more Afrikaans baking. And she gave us a recipe the other day for Afrikaans bobotie, which is quite a traditional dish, and apologies if my pronunciation in Afrikaans is a bit rubbish. But this is a recipe for the best ever bobotie with funeral rice, which is very nice rice. In order to make the rice, you will need 15 grams of butter or margarine, 20 grams of sugar, 5 grams of turmeric, 75 grams of seedless raisins, 200 grams, or 1 cup for those Americans, of raw rice. We just use basmati rice because that's what we had in. 5 grams of salt, 1.5 cups of boiling water, and 5 grams of ground cinnamon. I will put this on a list of ingredients in the blog post in case you need to go and buy them. Luckily, we had all of this stuff in, which was nice. So the instructions for the rice are as follows. Number 1, melt the butter. Mix it with the rice and microwave it for 1 minute. 2, mix the sugar, salt and turmeric together. Add this to the rice. Add the water, the raisins and the cinnamon and cover the dish. The next step, number 3, says to microwave at 100% for 10 to 15 minutes and to stir twice. Now, we didn't microwave it because we've got a really dodgy microwave. It's like one of those old-fashioned microwaves you had when you was a kid where you turn a dial to turn it on. It's not digital. But then if you put it on for a minute, it kind of stops. Like, after 30 seconds, it never quite gets to the ping part. Whereas if you put it on for 2 minutes, it does for some reason. That always happened on our microwave when I was a kid as well. So because our microwave is a bit sort of nuclear and very strong, we cooked it on the hob, actually, in a pan. And that works as well. So you could either microwave it or cook it on the hob until all the water has been absorbed, which is what we did. And then you keep the rice covered until it is ready if you cook it in the microwave. And put a bit more water in if it's not quite done. Just use your discretion on that one. And then that's finished. That's funeral rice all done. Which is pretty simple, really. Now, for the bobotie, you will need 1 slice of bread. It doesn't specify what kind of bread. I think we just used white bread. 1 Granny Smith apple. 1 kilogram of minced beef or minced lamb. Or you could mix both if you like, I suppose. We use beef. 60ml of brown or malt vinegar. 30ml of curry powder, so just use 30 grams for that, and that's what we did. 15 grams of sugar, 1 gram of pepper. It didn't specify what kind of pepper, so you just put extra hot chili powder in, because everything we cook has chili powder in, more or less, apart from rice pudding, because that would be a bit weird. But anyway, I digress. You'll need 500ml of milk, which is almost a pint, 1 large onion, fried, 75 grams of seedless raisins, 30 grams of apricot jam. All South African cooking pretty much has apricot jam in it. Everyone eats apricot jam here. It's really nice. 15 grams of turmeric, 7 grams of salt, and 2 eggs. So step 1, soak bread in milk, grate apple and chop onion. Number 2, squeeze the milk from the bread and mash the bread in a big bowl. Number 3. Add the apple, the fried onion and the rest of the ingredients except the egg and milk. Mix well. So luckily I'm going to be writing all this down because you'll probably need a list of all the other things. Number 4. Fry the meat, then drain out the remaining liquid. Number 5. Mix the meat into the other ingredients and place into a shallower dish. Just because you need to kind of spread it out a little bit so that the heat in the oven can get to all the parts of it and make the custard cook faster. What number are we up to now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sorry, I'm back with you. Number 6, beat the milk and eggs and pour this over the meat. So this obviously has to bake in the oven, so it needs to have quite a big surface area, as I've said. And number 7, you need to either bake or you can microwave it uncovered at 70% for 25 minutes. We just put it in the oven until it was done on, I think, about 190, because everything's cooked on 190. You know, I don't know why, but it just is. Anyway, bake in the oven at 190 degrees until the custard is set, which did take about 25-30 minutes, I think. And serve hot. This will do 10 to 12 servings. So you serve the babati with the funeral rice, which you will have been keeping warm up till then. It's very nice. It's kind of like slightly, not really very spicy curry, but a little bit of spice and quite sweet as well. A lot of food here is quite sweet. All the vegetables they seem to make into quite sweet things as well, which is very nice, but a little unusual. It's not something we really do in the UK so much. So there is Tessa's recipe for Afrikaans babati, the best ever babati with funeral rice. I hope you've enjoyed that and you aren't too disappointed that I've not talked about knitting, and hopefully speak to you again sometime.